الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا وسيصلون سعيرا. In the previous ayat, major part of this ruku, the first ruku of Surah An-Nisa, with regard to the estate, the distribution of it, and with regard to orphans and how they must be looked after, has been discussed. Now this last ayat of the ruku, Allah sounds a very strong warning of those people who devour, eat up the wealth of the orphans. Orphans are children who are not yet baligh, so they are not aware of what their financial conditions are. And those people in the family, maybe it may be the elder brother, it may be an uncle, and they are in charge now to look after the inheritance of those orphans. But unfortunately, right to today, many people then, the greed overtakes them, and they use that orphan's wealth for themselves, and they eat it up. So with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala warns, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا. جو لوگ کے کھاتے ہیں مال یتیموں کا نا حق. Those people who are devouring, eating up the wealth of the orphans in a wrong way, making zulm upon them and taking and eating up their wealth. إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. وہ لوگ اپنے پیٹوں میں آگ ہی بھر رہے ہیں. These people are actually just putting fire in their stomachs. It might be looking like biryani and roast, samosas and bhajiyas, what they are eating, but actually the fire of Jahannam if they are eating the wealth of the orphans. وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا. اور انقریب داخل ہوں گے آگ میں. And soon, it's not far. Qiyamah is very soon, and when it happens, a person will realize. Now we are thinking it's very far. Then they will be thrown headlong into the blazing fire of Jahannam. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that those people who ate the wealth of the orphans, Allah will make them eat of the fire of Jahannam. They will eat of that fire. They will be raised from their qabr in such a way that there will be fire coming out from their mouths, from their eyes and from their ears, by which everyone will recognize them and know that these are those people who ate the wealth of the orphans. On the day of Qiyamah, one major punishment is humiliation and disgrace. The actual physical punishment is in Jahannam. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be how a person will be disgraced and humiliated in front of everyone. So all there will be able to see, this is the man that he was living it up in dunya, whatever he had, but actually he was eating the wealth of the orphans. A person has to be very careful with regard to this matter. The rewards of looking after an orphan are so great that a person who looks after an orphan properly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he and me will be raised on the day of Qiyamah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his two fingers together. Like these two fingers are next to one another. So great there are rewards for bringing up and looking after the interest, the inheritance, the estate of the orphans. And on the other hand, if we devour it wrongly and we eat it up, then there is great punishment for that person on the day of Qiyamah, the humiliation and the disgrace, and in the Akhirat. Yea, in this world also, if Allah wishes, He punishes them in this world also. And we are only worried that I mustn't be punished, things mustn't go wrong in my life in this world, whereas that is a small thing. Allah says, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. That in this world we will make them taste of a small punishment. It isn't a real, it's a small, for us we say it is very big, but it's just a small punishment. The big punishment is in the Akhirah. And that small punishment is also the rahmat of Allah. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that they could make tawbah, correct their lives. and they could take a lesson. So that also, if a person doesn't come right by his own senses and he doesn't think, I must make tawbah and correct my life in the first place not to commit gunas. And if he does to make tawbah, then Allah gives him a small punishment. In the eyes of Allah it is small, but for us also it's very big, and so that we can come to our senses and make tawbah. So anyway, the estate and the inheritance of the yatim, the orphan, must be looked after properly. And all the details, some of it has come in the ayats before, as was explained. Otherwise, the kitabs of fiqh have got all the details, how it should be handled, how the estate should be handled. And also, as we mentioned yesterday, it should be the case that every Muslim home becomes an orphanage, that they look after orphans. Every Muslim home becomes an old age home, that we welcome and look after old people. Today we have got big mansions, but and only 2-3 people living there. And we say we got no place for anyone else. And it wasn't long ago, we all had very small houses, but everyone was welcome. Anyone came, there was a place for them. Today, when we got so big houses, we haven't got place for anyone. The thing is that we haven't got place in our heart. And in our heart, that iman and conviction is lacking. So when there isn't place in our heart, there isn't place in our big homes which are lying empty. But there's no place for the needy and those people who are desperate. And then we follow the Western way, and we also make orphanages, and we also make old age homes, etc. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to an Islamic society and an Islamic community, and live as Muslims. That we will find peace and solace. It will be a great dawah for the non-Muslims. If they see the Muslims live like that, it will be a great dawah. Just as today, till today, when we are still reasonably practicing on the sunnah at the time of a person passing away, and non-believers who see how simple it is, no funeral expenses, no big, big funeral expenses. In America and Western countries, the biggest expense of a family after their home is the funeral expense. And they have to pay their whole life towards their funeral expenses. And in Islam we know how little is spent. Just the kafan, etc. No expensive coffin or anything like that. And also how quick the janazah is made. As it is, the sunnah is to do it as soon as possible. Whereas with them, the janazah, the corpse stays in the house perhaps for a week, and the whole system of the house is upside down for a week or so. Ours is nothing like that, very simple. And by that, many get attracted to Islam. So if the whole of Islam come into us, every aspect, it will be a great dawah and attraction for the people to accept Islam. And for us, it will be a life of peace and solace and great reward and the pleasure of Allah for the Akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah. Thank you.